Hello and welcome to episode 3 of One Large Popcorn and Two Slurpees, Please. This is John.
This is Danny.
And why don't you explain what today's episode is about, Danny?
Alright, so theme of this episode is going to be, if you were stuck on an island and Castaway or Lost style, preferably not Lost style because that gets a little confusing and crazy. So maybe Castaway, we'll say, Tom Hanks style.
I've never watched that show.
Alright, shut up. And if instead of Wilson came up on shore, you got a TV, you got a DVD player, preferably Blu-ray, you got an electronic output, and you could choose, maybe this is Lost style because there's magic involved.
It's a lot of hypotheticals here.
Yes, you could choose one director to have their library of movies. Which director would you choose? So I posed this question to my co-host, one John Chen, moments ago. And now we're going to delve into the options we were considering.
So one that we both agreed on was Steven Spielberg. And yeah, for obvious reasons, his filmography is massive. And on top of that, the genres that his movies have covered are all over the place. And, you know, just he's an amazing storyteller and his movies are obviously beloved by many, including us, and the rewatchability for a lot of them, you know.
Right, so that's the main thing that you want to look at in this hypothetical is you're not necessarily looking for someone whose movies are the most highly acclaimed or, you know, that are the best art. You're just looking for something that's going to pass the time because you're going to be stuck here for decades, hopefully. Something, movies that are very rewatchable. Hopefully. Yeah, I mean, you could last one day, then maybe you want just your favorite movie. But in this situation, you're going to last decades, so you want a lot of variety. You want a lot of movies that are not necessarily the best movies, but the movies that are guilty pleasures for you, or just pleasures, movies that you want to watch over and over again.
What would be like your favorite movies for Spielberg then?
So for me, movies I've watched a million times are like Forrest Gump is one of them. When you're looking at Spielberg, I mean,
Hook.
I don't want to give away, but like, so it's nice to have a Schindler's List in there, but that's not really the kind of movie that we're looking for in this situation. But the nice thing about Spielberg is that he does, like you said, have all different genres. So Saving Private Ryan. I mean, do we want to give it away? But I'm obviously choosing Steven Spielberg already.
Yeah, I think we both agreed on it.
Yeah, yeah. And then
do you want to go through the list?
Yeah, let's go through the list that we're considering, and then we'll go back and say why we chose Steven Spielberg. So, well, when I first thought of this, the first person that came to my mind, beside Christopher Nolan, who we're not going to go over here because we talked about him extensively in episode 1. So if you haven't listened to that, please go back and listen to episode 1, where we rank our top 5 Christopher Nolan movies, and then also episode 2, where we go over Dunkirk. But the first person that came to my mind besides him, it was Quentin Tarantino. Tarantino, I would probably put on my top 3. He, compared to other directors that I was considering, doesn't have as many movies. I think he's made 8 movies. He said he's only going to make 10 in total. This game doesn't include future movies, by the way. We're just looking at movies that these directors have made so far. Because let's not get crazy here. You're not going to get extra movies delivered to you to this island, right? I mean, that's not possible. Unlike everything else in this scenario.
I don't know. Maybe possible.
So the reason I go Tarantino as one of my options was my favorite of his, Hateful Eight, is a movie that I've watched many times over and over again and that I can't get enough of. I enjoyed all of his movies, but Hateful Eight, especially Django, is one that I would watch many times. The Kill Bill movies, and Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs. So he's got a lot of movies that are staples that I've watched over and over again. What about you, John? Who's another director? Tarantino you would put in there, right? As one you were considering?
No. I actually chose Peter Jackson over Tarantino, just because I'm a huge fan of Tolkien, and he's done like the Lord of the Rings series, which was basically perfect if you're a fan of like the Lord of the Rings novels. And he did The Hobbit as well, which was also enjoyable, but you know, obviously not the same caliber as Lord of the Rings. And he also directed Tintin, right?
Tintin?
Yeah.
Spielberg?
I
think so. So Peter Jackson, I mean, I like Lord of the Rings movies, but I feel like your whole island trip is going to be just watching Lord of the Rings movies. You're not going to have much variety in that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say...
He also did King Kong, which is bonkers.
Yeah, and King Kong, I probably wouldn't watch more than once, even if I was stuck on an island.
Yeah. Maybe if I had bad coconut water, I'd watch King Kong again.
But, I mean, he's solid choice as far as if you're obsessive Lord of the Rings, which it seems like that's what you are.
That is.
So, another person on my list, when I was looking at it, it's similar to Tarantino in that I love his movies, pretty much all of them. I really enjoy. He has a high batting average. Mm-hmm. And that's James Cameron, but he just doesn't have that many movies. So he wasn't our final choice just because his library is so shallow. There's not that many. So he's got Terminator, Aliens, The Abyss, Terminator 2, True Lies, Titanic, and Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
All very rewatchable movies. Titanic is not really one that I would want to watch multiple times, but...
But I could watch Aliens again.
Terminator 2, Aliens. Mm-hmm. Avatar hasn't aged as well, but...
No.
He's got like 5 more of those coming out, so that should be interesting to see if those are...
Conceptually,
up to his...
Movies are really great.
So who else was another director you were considering?
So it's a new director, but it's a director that I love. I've loved all of his movies so far, and... All of his movies that I've seen have a lot of rewatchability for me, and that is New Zealand director Taika Waititi.
Alright, yeah, I had never heard of this director, so tell me more.
So, basically, he's directed only a few movies so far. He's directed Boy, he's directed Hunt for the Wilder People, and also, I think it's something called, like, What Lays in the Shadows, which is like a vampire documentary. It's like a spoof of a vampire documentary. And all of his movies that I've watched so far have been really great. He's also directing the upcoming movie Thor Ragnarok. And I don't know, I wasn't too keen on watching another Thor movie, but since he's directing it, I'm actually anticipating it. So, but I've watched all of his movies at least 2 to 3 times after that I've seen them. They always have something really interesting, and he casts a lot of Maori and New Zealand actors in his roles because, I mean, he likes to represent, so it's really interesting. He brings a lot of, he's brought me in a lot into his, like, culture and his homeland, so it's something I've really enjoyed in terms of watching his movies.
Yeah, so those are movies that I'm looking forward to seeing just by John's enthusiasm towards them, and I think we're going to review them at some point and put up a pod.
Yeah,
on either all of his movies or one by one. John showed me some scenes from his movies, and it looks like there's a lot of comedy, right?
Comedy, adventure, he does it all, so. And he also is an actor in a lot of his movies as well, so. He has a great feeling for storytelling, you know, anticipating what the audience is experiencing.
Yeah, so there's a few other ones that were close, but no cigar for who I would choose as my one director for my island, Robert Zemeckis. So Robert Zemeckis has 2 of the movies that I've watched the most times in my life, which is Forrest Gump and Castaway, because they're just always on TV, and Back to the Future, number 3.
Yeah.
So he's done all 3 Back to the Future movies. Those are movies that are always on TV. Whenever they're on, I have to watch it just by habit.
Yeah.
And it's always entertaining. He's a very close contender because he's got those 3 Back to the Future, Forrest Gump, Castaway, but then he's also got... He's also got Contact, which is a pretty good movie, What Lies Beneath, Christmas Carol, Flight was good, I enjoyed that, then Denzel drunk action.
Yeah.
So he's definitely a contender for me, but not quite Spielberg though.
Yeah. I mean, if you're familiar with the aviation, you also knew exactly what went on wrong with that plane when the elevator broke. But yeah.
I thought it was because he was like on coke and stuff.
He's on
coke. That movie kind of made it seem that by being on coke, it made you a better pilot.
Yeah.
Like being drunk. Like
so he was like a good pilot in that movie. Yeah. But like that plane had a failure with the elevator. So in order to keep it like from crashing into the ground, he had to make it go upside down.
Yeah, that scene was really cool.
Yeah, so the fact that he was able to do all that while under influence was interesting, yeah.
But then again, like, that's probably not the themes you want to be reminded of when you're sitting on an island, is like a plane going down and then Castaway, which is literally the life you're living.
Yeah.
So you probably wouldn't want to be reminded of those conditions while you're in that situation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. Castaway is a good movie. It's very watchable. Maybe you can learn some things. Maybe you can learn, like, you know.
How to break your tooth out with a ice skate.
Start a fire.
Yeah.
How to hang yourself, possibly. How to talk to inanimate objects.
Yeah.
There's a lot that you can learn from that.
I don't know.
It's applicable.
He was a top contender for me just because I've watched Back to the Future and Forrest Gump probably more times than I've seen, you know, a lot of Steven Spielberg's films, which is, you know, it just shows you how watchable those movies are.
Right, and then the next one that I was thinking about was David Fincher. David Fincher has a lot of very, I think to me, he is, I know he's much, is different, but his films kind of remind me of Christopher Nolan movies. The closest to any other director is David Fincher, because he's got movies like Seven, he's got Fight Club, he's got The Game. Those feel like they could be kind of Christopher Nolan movies. And those are all really good movies that I've watched a ton of times, including Social Network. He did Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which I probably wouldn't watch that many times, but Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is a good movie, but it's not very rewatchable.
The thing is, I haven't watched many of those movies more than once. Except for maybe Fight Club. I've watched that maybe a couple of times. But besides that, I mean, a director I'd choose probably instead would be Sam Mendes. He doesn't have that many movies, but all the movies that he's put out so far have been really great. He's put out American Beauty, he did Skyfall, and he did Spectre, and he did Revolutionary Road. So, there's others, but I'm a fan.
Yeah, definitely really good director. And then the other one that I think was came closest to my Spielberg choice, which was came down to between him and Martin Scorsese.
Yep.
Scorsese has been making really rewatchable movies since the 70s, starting with Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, and then going into Goodfellas, which I've seen is up there, probably like top 10 of movies that I've seen the most times.
Casino.
Rewatchable, yeah. Casino as well. Cape Fear. I mean, some of these movies are kind of dark and violent for being alone on an island, but they're very entertaining movies.
Yeah.
And
Departed, Silence.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of gangster movies, but really quality movies. Gangs of New York, The Aviator.
If anything, you'd be like, maybe being on the island isn't so bad.
And the
because I'm away from all the gang violence.
And then in episode one, that film that I couldn't remember the name, Shutter Island.
Right.
That's what it's called. Shutter Island is one that I enjoy that is very close to like a Christopher Nolan kind of a movie.
Yeah.
Mind twisting, mind bending. Basically, also, you're getting a lot of Leonardo DiCaprio movies, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the top actors of our time, so he's usually doing movies with Scorsese. It's nice to get that combination.
Yep.
Wolf of Wall Street, you're gonna be alone on the island, so
yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street, you got what's the blonde girl's name in that?
I don't remember.
I don't know, she's good. She's not bad to look at, and that's an entertaining movie. It was the last person that I was considering. So you want to get into Spielberg?
So, I mean, we had to narrow it down, though. So what were your three?
My three would be Spielberg, number one, and then Scorsese, and then Robert Zemeckis.
All right. I'm going to go with Spielberg. And Peter Jackson, and still Taika Waititi.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Number three for the, how many movies does he have?
Like, not many, but I'd watch all of them for a long time.
Are you
they really uplift the spirit.
Okay, but are you in a prisoner of the moment right now? Are you going to feel this way 10 years from now?
I think I'll be okay with it 10 years from now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Which I, like that. I hope it spurs you on to watch the movies.
It has. I'm definitely intrigued, although you're loving, you're hyping it up, so you're increasing my level of expectation.
I think you'll meet it, though.
Wow, okay.
Yep.
All right, so let's get into why Spielberg.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, number
one. So Spielberg, why is he one that we both agree on?
Number one, Jurassic Park.
Right.
Is a movie that you can watch. I've watched 100 times already.
Yeah.
You can watch over and over.
It blew my mind the first time I watched it in theaters. I can still remember like the raptor claws cooking in the kitchen and then them climbing through the vents. It was ahead of its time, and it made dinosaurs and the whole thing seem real.
Yeah, and then you got Jaws. You got a lot of fun action movies.
Yep.
To pass the time. So you got Jaws, you got all three Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, that's huge.
Which is nice. Is there four in it? Yeah, there's four. I don't count the last one though. Yeah, I'll just throw that one in the ocean. But then you got Hook, like we said.
The ocean would throw it back.
Yeah. Hook is one that we watched. We watched 100 times too. That's always fun. Catch Me If You Can. You got Minority Report. And then if you want like more, you're in the mood for a more like serious movie, you can go Munich. You can go Amistad. I mean, they're all quality movies. Like, he's got probably the more quality movies than anyone else. He's got Empire of Stone, Color Purple. And then you got E.T. I mean, the list goes on and on. So Spielberg, I think we're in agreement that he'd be number one on both our list.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was our discussion on being stuck on an island with one director who we would choose. So we both go on Spielberg.
I think we both would have picked Lucas if he directed all the Star Wars films.
I don't know if I would go just based on that because... That's going with your Lord of the Rings thinking.
Like, I would want all the Star Wars with me.
It'd be nice, but you're not getting anything else. That's a problem.
I'm okay with that. If I get Spielberg for hitting all the other genres, and then just Star Wars hitting sci-fi, and then Peter Jackson hitting...
No, you're only getting one, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, we only get one?
We only get one.
It's not very clear on this. All right, Spielberg then.
Yeah, I think we're good. All right, well, this has been episode 3.
Yes. And please check out our YouTube channel. We will have behind the scenes for this episode. And also, please subscribe to our podcast as well. So we will be back for episode 4 sometime. We don't know yet. But it should be interesting. So stay tuned and thank you so much.